And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of December, 2012. Christmas Eve, a day observed by Christians around the world, in Germany, where the Christmas tree originated and where Father Christmas brings presents in the late afternoon of this day after people have gone to church. It was on this day in 1818 the carol Silent Night, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, was first performed in Oberndorf in Bavaria at the Church of St. Nicholas. Father Joseph Moore was a young priest there. He'd written the poem 2 years before the choir director Franz Gruber sang bass. By the middle of the 19th century, the song was sung across Europe, and people had no idea who had written it. Father Moore died penniless 30 years after that first performance. Nobody knew about Franz Gruber, and many people believed that Silent Night was the work of Haydn or Mozart or Beethoven. It wasn't until 18 years ago that a copy of the original sheet music was authenticated and the original composers were officially credited. And it was on this day in 1914 that German soldiers along the Western Front began singing Stille Nacht from their trenches, German troops fighting in Belgium. They sang the song, they had decorated their trenches, their enemy, the British, joined in the song, and the fighting was put on hold. The soldiers came out of their trenches. They greeted each other in no man's land. They exchanged gifts, whiskey, cigars. In many areas, the truce held until Christmas night. Some places, the truce went on until New Year's Day. On one battlefield, the two sides played a soccer match together. The British commanders, Sir John French, Sir Horace Smith Dorrien, disapproved of the truce. They ordered artillery bombardments on Christmas Eve in the remaining years of the war, and troops were rotated with regularity to keep them from becoming too familiar with the enemy. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Matthew Arnold, born in Lallemant-Thames, England, 1822. A fierce critic of whom, when he died, Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Poor Matthew, he's gone to heaven, no doubt, but he won't like God." And it's the birthday of the journalist I.F. Stone, Isidore Feinstein Stone, born Philadelphia, 1907, who for many years put out his own magazine, I.F. Stone's Weekly, a four-page pamphlet in which Stone examined and criticized what was going on in Washington based on what he read in official documents. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sara, entitled Bounty. Make much of something small, the pouring out of tea, a drying flower shadow on the wall from last week's sad bouquet. A fact, it isn't summer anymore. Say that December sun is pitiless, but crystalline and strikes like a bell. Say it plays colors like a glockenspiel. It shows the dust as well, the elemental sediment your broom has missed, and lights each grain of sugar spilled upon the tabletop beside pistachio shells, peel of a clementine. Slippers and morning papers on the floor, and wafts of iron heat from rumbling radiators. Can this be all? No. Look, here comes the cat with one ear inside out. Make much of something small. Bounty, poem by Robin Sara, from A Day's Grace, published by the Porcupine's Quill and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, written by Joy Biles and produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.